Was your the class the one when I brought Mr. Watson in and we learned how to write a procedure and did the peanut butter sandwich?
Yep, I still think about that.
That's like my favorite ever. I mean, just to have him come in, Mr. Watson being the vice principal, he would make these spot observations. He would just show up. And that day when he came in and I was doing this, like, okay, write a procedure on how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich to help you guys learn that you got to be specific and clear in your instructions or else you can't, like, follow that procedure to repeat the experiment. And Mr. Watson was demoing as we were reading the procedure, and it said, you know, scoop out some peanut butter. So he just took his hand and shoved it in the jar and scooped out a big handful of peanut butter and then spread it on the bread. And everybody's faces were just like, oh my gosh, like, he literally just scooped out a handful of peanut butter and then he slathered it with his hand on the bread. And then he did the same thing with the jelly and everybody was dying, but it really drove home the message.
Remember, like, one of the steps someone had missed was, like, take off the cap to the jar. So he just, like, stuck his hand, like, repeatedly on the top of the jar.
The peanut butter still covering his hand, you know, and then somebody said, just open the jar.
Like, how we've grown. Like, I think a big part of it is because my mom and you are pretty good friends. And, like, you guys, like, hang out outside of, like, your work and your jobs and, like, being my teacher and more, like, being a friend to my mom. And, yeah, I've gotten to know you not as a teacher but more as a person because, like, we do stuff outside of school and work, especially, like, summer camps.
I was like, camp is the best example because so I chose students like you, and your friends that I've had come be camp counselors with me because you're awesome kids. Like, not just because you were good students. You didn't have to be a good student to come be with me. And I've had kids that didn't do fantastically well academically that are camp counselors for me because they're just genuinely good kids who will take direction and I can trust you. Like, oh my God. But with you, I can be like, okay, Isabel, go do this. And you're not going to, like, you know, get mad at me, and I would never do it in a rude or disrespectful way to say, hey, go do this. Like, you can take direction from me and do a great job, and I never have to worry about it. Like, I trust you inherently.